Hey now. Welcome in, y'all. It's porch time, and in this episode, you are going to meet Miss Ivy, who is going to give us some insight to all of her financial planning as well as life coaching. Please stay tuned and meet Miss Ivy.
Hey now, welcome in. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me. I apologize for the technical difficulties.
No, I'm sorry I couldn't help you through it. You know, technology makes everything easy for us until we don't know how to fix the new problem. And then it's, oh my goodness. So thank you for joining us on the porch, Miss Ivy. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you for having me. My name is Ivy, and I have two businesses that I'm actually working on at the same time right now. And I go by Ask Ivy Lynn, and that is my nonprofit where I work with 17 to 24 year olds to provide coaching, financial literacy, and independent skills. And then I have a profit business called Ask Ivy and Friends. And that's where I go and I connect with my friends to help others build their business and get their goals off the ground. I teach people how to build business credit, how to improve their credit. If they have attended any college, I teach them how to manage their student loan debt or avoid it, if at all possible. And if they're new to the game and just want to start a business, I can teach them the basics on how to just get that off the ground. I am born and raised in Pennsylvania, so I'm on the East Coast, and I currently work three jobs, and this is my fourth, but I don't call it a job because it's actually my passion. I enjoy just getting out there and working with people and helping others. So that's a little bit about me.
That is a lot about you. Oh my gosh, four jobs. Where do you find the time for all of that?
Management. It's all about how you manage your time. I truly believe that we have 24 hours in the day, and it's all on how you work those hours to get, you know, where you want to get to. And I have a end goal. So the work that I do, it doesn't feel like work. So I guess that's how I'm able to manage my time so wisely and knock out 15 hours of work or maybe 14 hours of work when an average person would quit after 8.
Right. I'm one of those average people. And it sounds like you like working with businesses as opposed to the individual. Is that right?
No, I actually prefer both.
Okay.
For my nonprofit, I like to work with young individuals ages 17 to 24. I like to be that voice of reasoning that many young adults didn't have. I am an example myself. Growing up, I didn't have the mentors and the guidance to help me elevate as a young adult. And I want to be that adult who can help another young person get to where they are trying to get to in life. So I enjoy working with ages 17 to 24 year olds, and I do that service for free. So any 17 to 24 year old who just, you know, maybe just lost not knowing what to do with their life, coach them through some things and try to figure out what is their block to help him or her move forward. And my goal is to reduce the chances of them going down the wrong path. I always say reduce recidivism, and people are like, what's recidivism? So my goal is to help those 17 to 24 year olds avoid a prison cell, avoid ever having to engage the law, and just having the tools to succeed and avoid that other side of the game that sometimes people slip into because they have lack of support and or resources.
Excellent. Most excellent. That sounds beautiful to me. And so how long have you known that this is what you wanted to do?
I think as long as I could remember. I'd say 14, 15 years old. I've always wanted to help some people. I always wanted to help people. So at the age of 14, I was the girl you could call on. Oh, you needed help with your kid. I'd babysit. Of course I charged you. Okay. I was, yes. I attached some fees to it, but I was that smart, responsible 14-year-old that you could trust with your child and go on about your business. So I would say at a very young age, I've always wanted to help people.
So then you already had a passion for it. And what gave you the idea to get Ask Ivy started? What was the final moment that was like, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and do this?
Well, there was a lot of things, you know, fueling that fire. Some children that I have met that are not here today, may their soul rest. That was a passion. To start Ask Ivy Lynn Foundation. But I would say time. I had time when March 20th, 2020 hit.
Mm-hmm.
COVID. Okay. I had time to actually sit down and think, because I was always going. And I was like, what can I do during this time? Everybody's freaking out. I was calm, you know, I'm just like, okay, what do I do? What can I do? Where can I insert myself to help others?
Right.
Everyone else is running around stressed out trying to find toilet paper and stuff.
And that was very real. I think I spent 2 days looking for some toilet paper once. So yeah, that was very real.
Right.
So COVID was a help for you. It gave you some time to slow down with the rest of the world slowing down and focus and start doing some things, it sounds like.
Yes, for myself. For myself, you know, and I also realized, you know, sometimes we work in positions and we work for people hoping that they are one day going to recognize our strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that during COVID, that wasn't going to happen. No matter how hard I work and no matter how hard I put myself out there to show you, hey, I'm the girl. You may not ever see that. So that's when I realized I had to branch off and do it myself and put all the skills and all the knowledge and education and teaching and mentorship that I had along the way and put it all together. And that's where I am today.
And I love the way you said that. It was so motivating. And what are your future plans for Ask Ivy? I know it sounds like you've got a whole bunch going on already. What do you see the direction of Ask Ivy going in say the next 3 to 5 years?
The next 3 to 5 years, the goal of Ask Ivy is to have a team of people that are like-minded. I only want to work with people that have the same passion to help others. So my goal is to have a nice team and an actual location space where people can actually come to me and I can give them that one-on-one service and help them out with all areas of their life. So that is the goal in the next 3 to 5 years, to continue to build and connect with my community. And I'm not looking for, you know, the stardom, the fame, but if I can, you know, help one person in my community get to where they want to get to and they become successful, then I feel like I've achieved my goal.
Wow, most excellent. You have the sweetest heart and the best spirit I've talked to in quite a while. And so I'm grateful for that. My last question before you tell us all where we can find you is, what would be, and this is going to be good, y'all, I can already tell. What is your wisdom from the porch? What would be the wisdom that you would give to all who are listening today from Miss Ivy?
So what would I give? The advice I would give to everyone out there listening today, I would tell you to believe in yourself, okay? That would be the first thing. I would tell you, wherever you're at in your life, understand that is a blessing if you're awake. If you have health, good health, even if you do not have the resources that you want to get to where you want to be, the pandemic, everything that we've been through in the last year and just seen, it's a blessing. And I would say invest in yourself, love yourself, become more aware of yourself. And in addition, start saving your money.
Amen to that. I needed that last, and that was the last little kick at me. I needed that.
So self-awareness, self-love, self-care, and saving your money. Definitely.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for joining us on the porch. Tell us how we can find you. Do you have anything going on, any promotions or anything like that we need to jump on the bandwagon for, or we just follow Ivy and wait for the goodness?
Okay, so right now I'm currently offering coaching. I offer free coaching sessions. Everyone gets a free consultation with me. It's about an hour, and I can coach you academically, financially, business, whatever you're attempting to do. So anyone across the board, free consultation. Look me up. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter. And you can also find me on Tumblr at Ask Ivy Lynn. That is IVYLYNN. That's two N's. And you can also find me by just Googling Ask Ivy and Friends, or Google Ask Ivy Lynn, and it will direct you to several different of either my website or my Instagram page or my Facebook page, whatever you feel comfortable, whatever platform you feel comfortable using, reach out to me and I'll be here and I'll help you coach. I'll coach you through whatever obstacle or block or whatever fear you have that is preventing you from being your best self.
Excellent, guys. And you heard it here. We'll also continue to share Miss Ivy's stuff, as it was so great. That last quote that I sent all over Instagram, what was it? I wish my grandmother knew. What was it?
I wish my grandmother knew about the stock market the way she understood the lottery, because my grandmother was a guru when it came to the lottery. Okay, she had a lot of money. You know, I can tell you how to box a number, play it straight, and how much money you'll get, and play it, you know, all different types of ways. I learned that growing up. And if my grandmother understood the stock market the way she understood the lottery and the way she followed it and studied it, I believe she would have been able to create generational wealth. And may my grandmother rest in peace. She taught me about saving from a young age, but she just, you know, wasn't aware of the stock market and how it could help change your life.
Right, right. Agreed. Right. And everyone I think that I said that to was like, preach, that is on the money.
Yes, that is. That is. And like, she was always a giving person. So I just know, you know, at the end, in her last days, if she understood what she did, I mean, she would have been able to pass on wealth and continue that cycle, and that would have taught us that. So that's my goal, to teach my children and to teach other people's children out there the basics that they need to know. I love to teach them when they're young, because you invest when you're young and you really don't have anything to lose, because you're taking your time.
I like that. Excellent, Miss Ivy. I thank you again for joining us. I hope it won't be the last. I know we talked about doing a live, and I apologize because you were ready to do a live today, but trust me, listeners, y'all didn't want me to do that. I'll be more than happy to do a live with you here in the near future if you're ready.
Yes, yes. You let me know. You have to go on my page and check it out. I am ready. I'm sitting outside and I'm like, okay, I got the background right, making sure the camera was propped up. Like, okay, I'm going to be outside. So that's okay. I enjoyed this. This was a little bit more comfortable for me, mm-hmm. as I am learning to speak out. Like, believe it or not, all my friends, they say to me, they cannot believe that I have trouble just getting out there on the camera and speaking to people, because I'm upfront. I don't bite my tongue. But when you put a camera in front of me, it's just like, oh, I don't like my hair. I don't like this.
Right.
Instead of worrying about the message, I'm too focused on how I look. So I'm working on that level of breaking that, you know, that block that I have within myself, yeah. and putting myself out there, because I feel like, you know, if people had a dose of me every morning, I would continue to, you know, get my mission accomplished.
I think so too. I think you're very right about that. Thank you again, Miss Ivy, and we'll see you next time on the porch. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. Stay tuned. I will be back. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Take care.
All right, you as well.
And just as we promised, we keep the interest in listening coming. Thank you, Miss Ivy, for joining us on the porch. I know it won't be the last time that we get to chat with you guys. Please continue to follow us on the porch.
To follow us not only on Facebook and Instagram. We need to do better at TikTok and Twitter, but we are there, as well as Clubhouse. And then, of course, please go like and follow us on Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere that fine platforms, or excuse me, everywhere that fine podcasts are played, including Apple. Thank you guys for continuing to listen. It's gonna get real fun, I hope, for you guys on the porch in the next month or so. So stay tuned. Take care and be blessed.